Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And last week, Margaret, you were talking about a judge I'd never heard of. And this week, you're talking about a lady I've never heard of, Abigail Masham.
You need to get out more.
I think I do.
Definitely. Yeah, Abigail Masham, again, quite an important lady in her day, although you won't be alone in not knowing the name. Hmm. She was born Abigail Hill. She was born into a fairly well-to-do Shropshire family, but unfortunately her father lost all his money. So things were looking a bit precarious for the family. But she happened to have a cousin who was in the service of royalty. And when Queen Anne came to the throne in 1702, her cousin, none other than Sarah Churchill, wife of the Duke of Marlborough, got her a job as a lady of the bedchamber, lady in waiting, we'd probably say today, to Queen Anne herself. Now, Sarah was very great friends with the Queen, but in time-honoured tradition, as soon as Abigail came into the picture, Sarah was sort of marginalised, and Abigail had the Queen's ear, shall we say. When Abigail married, she married a gentleman called Samuel Masham, and he was quite a well-to-do man, military man, whose family had a house called Oates Manor House, which was at High Laver. And when she married, Queen Anne presented her with this sizable dowry in 1707, and even the attended Abigail's wedding, which was virtually unheard of for a monarch to do. Abigail was not universally popular because people realised that she was beginning to assert a political influence over Queen Anne. And there were comments made in the newspapers calling her King Abigail. Because it was said she had more influence on Queen Anne than Queen Anne's own husband, Prince George of Denmark, had. When Queen Anne died, of course, in 1714, things changed rapidly.
I bet they did.
Because now Abigail finds that it's not Sarah, it's her that's being marginalised. So she retires to her husband's family home at Oates Manor at High Laver in Essex, where she spent the rest of her days, with very little influence, of course. In fact, at one time, she was accused of having purloined some of the late Queen's jewellery, but nothing was ever proved. However, there is a sort of hangover to this story because it's said that Abigail actually haunts High Laver, and there's a phantom carriage with Abigail sitting in it that can be seen at certain times. So, you know, if you're round High Laver, have a look out for the phantom carriage. And if it's a lady in 18th century dress, could well be Abigail.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
So, where are you off to next week?
We're off next week to North Weald. Or North Weald Bassett, to give it its right name, to the airfield there.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.